B-Pod Studios.
Home of Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren.
You know what that announcer guy just reminded me of?
What?
Those cheesy videos they play before you get on a roller coaster. The theme park videos. While you're waiting in line, you just watch the same looped.
I can see that.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment.
You are the victims. Yeah, like they're forcing you to go on the roller coaster.
And it's all to set up a plot that nobody understands about the roller coaster. There's been a massive chemical spill in your hometown of Langston. You're like, what?
The only way out is through the abominable bliss. All right, we had a long weekend, y'all. Hopefully you did, too. Hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving, Black Friday, awesome weekend. How about a Monday morning song to get us in the mood after a long weekend?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Beanie, Roy, and Loren. Oof, man, what a rough afternoon yesterday was. We'll talk about that later on. Also, we got a big announcement at 7 a.m. this morning. We'll get into that.
I feel like I need another weekend for my Thanksgiving break.
Me too.
It's too much with the host and Thanksgiving and then doing everything.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And we usually do our weekend or our day in 30 seconds. I think it's too hard to do that with the amount of days that we had off.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll just go around the room real quick and we'll just highlight one cool thing that happened to us or that we did over the weekend.
Okay.
So like for me, I finally did something that I had never done. At 44 years old, I finally went to a shooting range and fired a gun for the first time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's very unlike you.
Very unlike me. But my father-in-law was going, and he was like, why don't you come? ... You wuss.
How'd it go?
It was okay. I didn't do terrible. You know, I don't know. Amanda's like, so, you know, how do you feel? Would you go back? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. I think for me, it was more of just an experience. Another thing to check off my list of things I've done in my life. Don't know if I'll be going back to the shooting range.
I like the idea that you become like all in, open carry, all about the Second Amendment.
I've already got a bumper sticker that says, try and take my weapons.
You find some way to bring up 30-06 in every conversation, you know? You
pry the gun out of my dead hands.
don't tread on me, son.
You could have bought all those bumper stickers. I was in Boone. That's where I was up at Boone in the shooting range.
Yeah.
And, I mean, up there, you could have had all the bumper stickers. While I peed in the men's room, I got to read the entire Second Amendment.
That's good. The way it's intended for to be read.
Anyway, good for people who shoot, because without you, I wouldn't be safe in the world, I guess. So what about you guys?
I had my crawl space flood.
That was in my new home.
That was my big thing over the weekend. So we had to get I love like one day in the home ownership. I'm already dealing with a massive problem.
You ready to go back to renting an apartment again?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, is there a 7-day grace period? So no, we have, you know, the water restoration companies pumping out water, cleaning up the damage.
Bills adding up. Yeah, man.
It's great.
I'm sorry.
I love that I now live at Home Depot. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful.
No more making fun of me and Loren for dealing with home ownership.
That's it.
What about you, Loren?
I hosted Thanksgiving and a fun family photo shoot.
Yeah, I know. We got to talk about that later.
Oh, I love
it. So should I not talk about it now?
No, you could. I mean, we'll have more time to get into it later.
It was just,
there's details.
It's a lot to coordinate. We had built 3 sets and 13 people and moved couches, and it was a whole thing.
All for that one shot.
Yes. And I...
That's not all.
No, we had a snow machine.
Yeah, you did. I went to Wonderland.
Our little extra Loren was super extra. But we'll talk about that coming up too after 8 this morning. Big announcement at 7 a.m. We're doing something we haven't done in a long time. It's a special artist broadcast, a 1-hour special today, 5 p.m. MRL will be back on the radio. We'll tell you who that was with coming up after 7.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. We have made history. Hester Ford, who's living in Charlotte, by the way, is now the currently oldest living American.
Really?
Yep.
Yay. How old is she?
Hester.
She is 114 years old.
Oh, my God.
Ford succeeds Leela Murphy, who passed away at the age of 114 this week. And
you've known two full sets of people at that point in your life.
Oh, 114. That's if I crazy. Knew math, I'd tell you what year she was born.
1905. But no one really knows for sure because birth records weren't even recorded back when she was
born.
Oh,
my God.
Like, things Dang. Were... Well, that's like... I found out my grandfather went to jail? And there's, like, no record of it. And they're like, well, back then,
yeah.
you just spent time in jail and they just let you out. I'm yeah. like, what?
That was a really weird time, man. Like, my grandfather was a cop in New York City, and my cousin has an old article from, like, the 30s.
Uh-huh.
I guess my great grandfather, but he like arrested someone and they gave his address in the news article. They How were like strange. Officer Joseph Maney from 263. I'm like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Right?
It was a weird time. It was like before 1965. It was just whatever happened. Like no one knows.
Man, 114.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
14 years old.
That's crazy.
Happy birthday to her.
Good I mean, for her.
That's just a touch longer than I want to go. The thing that sucks is in a lot of pictures for people that are over like 100, they don't smile in their pictures.
Of course not.
They're like,
oh, I've seen how many times I've smiled in the past 114
just
years.
Just over here waiting.
Just please, roll me out in a thunderstorm. Give me an umbrella. Loren's Dirty coming up.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So NBC has finally agreed to discuss Gabrielle Union's claims that America's Got Talent is problematic and racist and feminist behind the scenes. So now a lot of people are speaking out about this because they're saying the work culture at NBC in general is obviously corrupt. And it's unfortunate that NBC is not changing their practices after the whole Matt Lauer thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now Gabrielle Union, however, after NBC kind of halfway apologized and said that they would look into it and take it seriously, she tweeted out a picture with the requirements of a solid apology and added anything less is just covering your own butt.
Yeah. You know, NBC is such a huge company. This is not no way making excuses for them. I'm just saying the way it works is they're such a huge company that it's hard to keep an eye. And the people, they have to have a better system of keeping an eye and dealing with issues. You know what I mean? Like, how high up does that go, I wonder? Does the president of NBC sit down with Gabrielle Union?
No.
Or does somebody on a local level?
I'm sure it's somebody on a local level, but here, like, after reading Catch and Kill, I think it goes all the way up at NBC.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
So. After Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
That's that Ronan Farrow book, huh?
Uh-huh. It was really, really good. That. It was really good. So Caitlyn Jenner, she admits that she and Khloe Kardashian haven't spoken in years.
Whoa.
During a confessional on that British reality show she's on, it's called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She said that she told all her children separately about her transition, and Khloe, for some reason, was really upset through the whole process.
You can't hide those things.
And it's been 5 or 6 years, and they haven't really talked since.
Hmm.
Huh. Pete Davidson, he has got a DNA if you want to see his show. Now, Roy, I know you had to sign this when you went to go see Pete at, was it the Comedy Zone?
Yeah, so I'm at the Comedy Zone.
It's an NDA, isn't it?
Yeah, what did I say?
DNA.
NDA.
We got a vial of his DNA. It was really cool.
I'm not 100% awake this morning yet.
I get you.
But Stacey Young, she shared a screenshot of the document on Facebook after she refused to sign it. She said that she was given a full refund, but that's it. And Pete's people were saying, listen, he's just protecting his...
I even remember having to write down his social media account and yep. like how many followers I had, and I'm like, I don't know how many followers.
Yeah. So basically what it says is that you can't tweet out or put anything on Instagram or you'll have to shell out $1 million.
Yeah, but Roy had no problem talking about it on the radio.
None.
I didn't say anything about the radio.
We went to the Panthers game yesterday. We were a guest of Cam Newton, and we got to go to his suite. It was me and Loren and Roy and his partner Sterling, and we had a really interesting interaction with a fan of the MRL show. after the game. We'll tell you about it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The entire show yesterday went out to the Panthers game, which was a lot of fun.
And we got invited to go to the Cam Newton suite. Cam invites us every year to go since we're part of his. You know, we host a bunch of things for Cam during the year. So in his way of saying thanks, he says, "Hey, pick a game on the schedule. Come hang in the suite." So we did that. But producer Nicole, you went with your dad, didn't you?
It was like a Christmas present.
Yep, I did.
Where'd you guys sit?
Well, we started in 551 and ended in 117.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
551, where is
I think that's
are you above
the
cloud?
That's at the Duke Energy Tower looking down into the bowl.
Do you get obscured by passing air traffic? Were there a ton of by the way, I'm just kidding.
I know. I'm not giving in to you.
Are there a ton of Redskin fans? Were there a ton of Redskin fans around you?
When we moved down, there was a bunch of them, but they're just annoying.
Yeah. I noticed there was a lot of Redskin fans at this game.
Well, yeah, close enough where you can just an easy drive, yep. You know.
Well, not only that, but like I think the weather was supposed to be kind of crappy. They called for like rain throughout mm-hmm. the day, and then all of a sudden that changed. So I think a lot of season ticket holders after the Panthers too, Roy, you don't know this because you're not a huge sports fan, let alone a Panther fan. They're pretty much out of the playoffs. With yesterday's loss, they're definitely out of the playoffs. But because of that, they're not going to go in the rain and sit. So they'll sell their tickets. Mm-hmm. And who's going to buy tickets? It's Redskin fans, because they want to come. They want to see their team here in Charlotte, you know. So they did that. And anyway, yeah, we had fun. We went and sat in the suite and it turned out to be a great day.
It was beautiful.
It was a great first 10 minutes. I was all in.
It wasn't a bad first half.
I love Roy's focus on the game, too, for a while. Very into it, asking very, very basic questions.
Yeah.
Is it fourth down already?
Well, because on TV, you know, there's people talking at the end of a play, and it feels like there's more time, whereas when I'm watching in person, it's like boom, 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 boom. It happens so fast. And I'm like, I don't remember when I watch it on TV. It happens as fast. But I guess there's somebody talking you through it.
Mm-hmm.
You had your Panther shirt on representing.
Oh, yeah.
Sterling had his Cam Newton jersey on. Smart man.
We were all in.
Did Sterling buy that, or did he have it?
He's already have. Yeah. He already had that. He's more of a football fan than me.
Yeah. Sterling told me that he's been to a couple games with his boss. Yeah.
So then we leave the game, just like everyone else, disappointed and upset. And producer Nicole, you're going to love the story. We start walking down the street, and somebody comes up and goes, "Hey, is that Manny, Roy, and Loren?" And says, "Hey, can I get a picture with you?" We say, "Yeah, sure." He goes, "Yeah, I met you guys at the 80s party in Beach Mountain that we hosted back in March."
Which was a great time.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. But he follows that up with, "Roy gave me the flu."
Poor Roy gets blamed for everything, because I'm pretty sure I'm the one who had the stomach flu, and I probably gave it to him.
Yeah. I mean, I did have the flu after.
I think I remember that.
After the thing, and we joked how I think I probably got everyone infected.
Yeah, so we're out there. You know, normally people, like, when you meet them, people who are fans of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, they go, "Oh, thank you so much for making my commute better," or "Thanks for putting a smile on my face. We love playing Campy Loren." Not this guy.
No.
This guy's name was Nick, and Nick said, "Yeah, Roy," and with a straight face, didn't laugh about it. He goes, "Oh, yeah, I met you guys up at Beach Mountain. Roy gave me the flu. Can we take a quick selfie?" Just so matter of fact.
Yeah. And by the way, Sterling is such a ride or die. He's very protective. I can see him in the background going, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "Oh," he's like ready to pounce on the guy. I'm like, "Calm down. I'm sure he doesn't mean them. He's not upset with us."
Yeah.
You know, he's just.
That's okay.
Sterling doesn't like you being blamed for something.
No,
the guy could have gotten the flu from anywhere, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Just because you were there and drank out of the same drink as he did doesn't mean that he got sick from you.
Just
because
I breathed. I was very breathy that night. Hi.
Hi. Right in his face. Anyway, I thought that was funny. So, for most all intents and purposes, the Panther season is officially over. We do have some news to report that, you know, Cam is getting healthy and Cam is super excited and ready to come back and play for the team next year and lead the team back to wins. So hopefully that'll happen.
I'm hoping.
He seems, from what I understand, is he and his camp seem to think it will.
Yeah.
Yes, and everyone, even from what I've tell above that, seems all in for that.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, up next, I want to talk about this, because producer Nicole was upset that she wasn't invited to one of these, and I don't think she's ever been to one. And we'll see if you guys have been. We'll talk about it less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show. Producer Nicole, you were not invited to something.
You've never done this, have you?
No.
You've never been to a Friendsgiving?
No, never.
Why don't you host a Friendsgiving?
Well, okay, well, that seems like a lot of work.
Although, it's more of a potluck when it's a Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Last week, before we got out of here, producer Nicole's like, you know, I'm so sad. I've never been invited, and I've never gone to a Friendsgiving before.
I haven't. And I, even in Raleigh, like, I had a really solid friend group, and I just realized that all of my friends, like, my Charlotte friend group and my Raleigh friend group, it seems that...
Time out. By the way, you still don't have your glasses fixed.
No.
Okay, you know what? I broke my glasses. We're going to Warby Parker. You okay. And I both are going to go.
Okay. Sorry. It
was
distracting.
Anyway, missing a whole half for glasses.
She turned to look at you, Loren, and I see no... There's no ear band. Okay.
Anyways. But both of my friend groups have done Friendsgivings before, because I see them, you know, you post memories on Facebook and whatnot, but it seems that when I entered the group, they stopped. Both groups.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means, but I need to talk about it.
So when I moved out of New Jersey, where my parents lived, I went to Little Rock, Arkansas, and I didn't have a family, so people that I worked in radio with who also moved from different cities, we did a Friendsgiving. You know, but now isn't Friendsgiving something that you do on top of spending Thanksgiving with your family? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be on the Thanksgiving Thursday.
Yeah, they do it like before.
You're telling
Saturday
me
before.
You've been to a Friendsgiving?
Oh, I mean,
I've been to a Friendsgiving.
I gotta be honest. I hate this. I feel like I invented it.
Oh, really?
You didn't.
Because all right, old man.
That's not surprising with your ego, sir.
Not even ego. I'm just telling you, like we all got together and we were like, well, let's just. I'm sure everybody's done it. But if you don't have a family on that Thursday, all the friends got together.
Sure. And or if you could travel or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, no, you know, and I've never been invited to a Friendsgiving or had a Friendsgiving before.
But you don't have friends. I mean, if we're going to start stabbing at each other.
So true. Stro and I were doing this thing called Truth or Drink, where we had to either tell the truth or take a drink. And one of the questions was like what's a piece of advice that you need to know? Mm-hmm. It was a very truthful moment where we had to tell each other some pretty blunt things. And one of it's like, you gotta stop closing yourself off to people. And
wow.
I'm like,
a fun game.
I know. I'm like drinking. I'm like, what do you mean I'm closing myself off to people? He's like, you don't have friends. You don't let anyone close to you. Stop.
Holy cow.
So I'm like, all right, so I gotta open myself up and have Friendsgiving now.
Oh, there you go. Will you invite Nicole next year?
I invited Nicole to my family's Thanksgiving, but I understand how that might have been weird.
Where'd you go? You went to Myrtle.
Yeah.
To be a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go? Did you reveal anything?
No.
No.
Aww.
No. But I wore my hair up.
Oh,
so she saw the undercut. Uh-huh. What'd she say?
Nothing.
She probably was confused. She's like, why is there a random line in your head, Missy?
Wearing your hair up today. It's cute.
Like, sorry, Grandma. I got gum stuck in my hair. I had to cut the bottom.
Yeah.
Got your Black Friday hairdo on so you don't get your hair caught in anything.
You should go out there and talk to the neighbor's son, David. He's a cute boy. Like, you'd be interested. Still trying to set you up. Like, no, Grandma, I'm good.
He's got tattoos, though, so he might not be your type. If you don't know, Nicole's grandmother doesn't know that she's got tattoos and her hair shaved or dates women. So. All right. Well, Friendsgiving next year, if anybody throws a Friendsgiving, will you invite Nicole? Casey, your friend Casey, whose bachelorette party you went to, who's Miss Social Charlotte, didn't throw one?
No, she did 2 years ago. Miraculously, the year before I came.
Oh. And then
but then
stopped.
She stopped.
I see the pattern.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hopefully, everybody had a great, great time with family.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Tonight's the big night. 5 p.m. We are going to be back on the radio. AJ, our afternoon guy, has been nice enough to let us come back to take over the radio station because we're doing something really special.
Lorraine, it's called a one-hour artist special broadcast.
Yes.
I mean, there's not a cooler name we can come up with.
No.
But we are happy to announce that we are going to be on the air at 5 p.m. tonight for 1 hour with former One Direction member Louis Tomlinson.
I hope we were allowed to say that.
Yeah, I'm sure we were.
I mean,
you gotta start promoting it.
Yeah.
The whole idea is to tell people to come back at 5 o'clock tonight.
While we're on there. There was so much secrecy, and then it got leaked over the weekend.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on social media.
People figured out. Man, them One Directioner fans. They can put those people in the Zodiac killer. They would crack the case.
The FBI should hire these people. Listen, One Direction's a big deal, and all the members of One Direction are so talented. This is Louis' song. It's called Don't Let It Break Your Heart.
This is a new song.
I'm sure we'll play this and get the story behind it. We plan on sitting down with Louis for an hour. We'll take some of your phone calls.
Play some of his music. Find out what's going on in his life. Maybe let him do some morning show stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll...
Unqualified advice, maybe.
Tie him into some things. He'll do news and traffic for us.
I think you should do the dirty.
Do our commercials for us.
Hey, how you doing? Louis Tomlinson here for Sona Med Spa and Dermatology. I was just looking at Roy Psoriasis, and my God.
But those creams aren't working.
Anyway, it's going to be very cool. So make sure you're back today, 5 p.m., so we get to take you into work and then drive you home from work. Which is actually really cool. 5 p.m. today, a one-hour artist special broadcast with Manny Roy and Loren and Louis Tomlinson.
Perfect.
So, thanks to AJ for letting us hijack his show today, which, by the way, not to confuse you too much, but we're going to hijack his show again Thursday as we broadcast live from Levine Children's Hospital for Secret Santa.
It's a whole lot of MRL this week.
Our annual Secret Santa. Yeah, we're all over the radio.
Yeah, no.
We should be.
Yeah, I know, but this is the week where it's okay to get sick and tired of us.
Yeah, yeah. All right, speaking of sick and tired of things, Loren never gets sick and tired of being extra. I love you to death. Wait to hear about the photo shoot she took, y'all, coming up in 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh my gosh, Loren, I was dying this weekend. I was laughing so hard I was in tears. Because you posted online your winter photo shoot.
I know. I am so extra. But here's the thing. We had our entire family in town for Thanksgiving. So my side of the family and Dallas's side of the family. And they have not been together like that since we got married 10 years ago. So we don't have a whole family photo that's not 10 years old.
Plus, Dana, your mom, has a new boyfriend since then.
No.
That needs to be photoshopped in. No?
No. Same boyfriend.
Okay. For 10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's like common law marriage at this point.
Right.
But obviously, we didn't have cash then. So we wanted to get cash. And Gigi was just born. So
who's Gigi?
Our niece.
Their grandmother.
Oh. Like, who's Gigi?
I know.
Loren does have cool names for grandmas, you know.
But I set up this whole family photo shoot, and we were supposed to shoot at a tree farm, but then I realized that Saturday morning was probably the busiest day of the year for trees, you know, for people to buy trees. And I was like, I can't corral 13 people and kick people out of the background and, you know, coordinate all that. So I was like, forget it. We'll do it at the house.
Excuse me, ma'am. We're taking this tree to buy. No, that's my Photoshop tree.
It's so perfect.
You can buy it when we're done.
Yeah, pretty much. So I decided to do it at the house, but my house is like very fall in the back of our yard. So I built 3 different sets.
Oh, my God.
And then rearranged my house inside.
Can you back up? Yes. What do you mean 3 different sets? Explain, because your brother Vin was in town and you put him to work.
Yes. So when I decided to do it at the house, you know I'm a Pinterest queen. Mm-hmm. So I got on Pinterest and started Googling or searching like Christmas sets for photo shoots. And we found like a teepee with stockings hanging in the background and a fire pit up front. So we did that one. We put together a like blanket on the ground, and I have these like yard deer that you put out in the yard for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I put a wreath in like a big green bush, and then like all these red pillows out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the second one. And then our big one was like 2 Christmas trees, a big bench, and then lights strung all through the trees behind us.
And then Santa's workshop, and we hired a Santa and a bunch of helpers.
Now, hang on. It gets even more extra.
Yeah.
Because I thought she photoshopped something in. I was like, oh, what is this thing I'm seeing? No, no, no. She didn't photoshop this in. She had actual snow.
I had a snow machine. But, like, like, people are coming in for this photo shoot and they see these sets and the snow machine. And basically, I've like a craft services table set up in my like dining room with like a breakfast buffet like laid out. They're like, is this a professional photo shoot or are we just doing family photos?
You'd think you're one of the 50 Miss USA pageant members again.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, did everybody cooperate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, my brother was taking video of me because I was in like direction mode. I was like, okay, Mom and AJ, you're over here. Bev and Buddy, you're over here. Vinny and Bria, you're in the middle.
Places.
Dallas in the back. Yeah, pretty
much.
Did
you have lighting too?
No, my photographer is really good with natural light. So she, she just can shoot.
Wow. Did your photographer retire after this? Because this is probably her shooting pinnacle.
No.
I mean, does your photographer know that you're not a Kardashian?
You would have thought this was a Kardashian photo shoot, especially for as many people as we had there.
Sets, furniture outside.
Nicole, is this picture up at the MRL show on our Insta, Twitter, and Facebook yet?
We have to get it up there. Immediately post to at the MRL show.
The okay, one with the snow machine that you rented.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, we're not making fun of you.
I didn't rent the snow machine. The photographer had the snow machine, to be fair.
Oh. Was it brought up in pre-conversation, or did she just bring it out of the blue?
No, of course it was.
Yeah, okay.
Lauren needs producers for her photo shoot.
How long did it take, the whole photo shoot from start to finish on Saturday?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five different sets.
Yeah.
Rotating people in and out. It took 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
And you know, like, if somebody wasn't, like, standing right or smiling right, Lauren probably was like, and today's a good day, and we're going to be smiling. You're going to be filled with joy, and you're not going to be having a fit right now. We don't have time to talk about this.
Is there a microphone in my bathroom? Because that sounds like the exact pep talk I gave Dallas before this whole thing.
How many outfit changes?
No, none.
Okay.
None.
How did Cash do, your 2-year-old?
Great. He did awesome.
Three.
He's
no.
three.
Yeah, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Awesome. All right, go check out the pictures, you guys. They're up at, if they're not there right now, producer Nicole's putting them up at the MRL show.
Yeah, give me like 2 minutes.
On our Insta, and we'll also put them up on Twitter and on Facebook. It's Kiss Mornings. They won't let us turn to MRL.
But we're going to get to a brand new senseless survey. This time I'm asking a bunch of one-liner dad jokes. It's the dad joke-filled senseless survey in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Candy.
Hi.
Oh, I love candy. I mean, between Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas, all I do is eat candy and get fat.
Who is this?
Mr. Brown, you at Senseless Bureau. I got to ask you some questions from surveying the American people. It's a wonderful obligational duty. You do it for your America.
Senseless Bureau? Okay.
Do you love Christmas time because you can shout, "Don't come in here!" And people assume you're wrapping their presents. Instead, you're just wanting to be left alone.
I do love Christmas. Yeah.
You want to hear a joke about construction?
No.
I'm still working on it.
Oh, my God.
What's Forrest Gump's Wi-Fi password?
Excuse me?
That's an interesting password. I was going to say 1, Forrest 1. Get it?
Okay, you said you're from the Census Bureau?
Yes, you're a Census Bureau. The shovel was a groundbreaking invention, literally. Wouldn't you agree?
The shovel, yes.
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
What?
Because he was outstanding in this field.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a little confused.
Candy, I am too, because this furniture store keeps calling me over and over and over, and all I wanted was a one-night stand.
Oh.
Okay, I don't think you're from the Census Bureau. These questions are a little weird, so...
You know what, Candy? I don't think women should be allowed to have kids after 40.
Excuse me?
40 kids is way too many kids, Candy. You can't tell me that you're okay with somebody having 40 kids.
Okay. I think that I should not be talking to you.
Oh, Roy with the dad joke senseless. Because we all heard dad jokes during Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we did.
Oh, that was funny.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, if you didn't hear, it's kind of celebrity driven. We are going to be back on the radio at 5 p.m. today during AJ's show. We're going to do a one-hour artist special broadcast with
Louis Tomlinson.
Yeah.
Formerly of One Direction. So we're excited for that. Make sure you're listening on your ride home today, 5 p.m.
So Shawn Mendes had to cancel a show in Brazil due to laryngitis. Now, he did apologize to his fans, and I'm sure he will make it up to them. But, you know, we hope he's on the mend and feeling better. Roy, don't you have laryngitis every once in a while, or is that something else?
Tonsillitis is what I have.
Tonsillitis. Yeah.
Get it so right, Lorraine.
They want to remove my tonsils, but they say it's going to take me out of the show for like 2 months.
But what's the difference? Is laryngitis when you don't have your tonsils?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
Laryngitis is when you lose your voice. You sound like I can't talk.
Sia, she celebrated Black Friday with a handful of fans at Walmart and TJ Maxx in Palm Springs, California, and she ended up paying for their Black Friday shopping.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's pretty cool. Now, Lori Loughlin's daughter, you know, she's this YouTube star. Her name's Olivia Jade, and she returned to YouTube after months of absence from the whole college admission scandal, and she had this to say to her fans.
It's really hard for me to say this just because I know that it's something that needs to be addressed.
Make sure you watch Fuller House season 4.
I think Fuller House is done now, right?
I think but they're going to air one more season. They wrapped up.
They just filmed.
Yeah. Back to Olivia.
It's just unfortunately, which is also why I didn't know exactly when I should come back to YouTube. But the reason for that is just because I'm legally not allowed to speak on anything going on right now.
Yeah, my announcement was way better.
I would think so, too. And Dua Lipa, she confirms that she's got a new album coming out, and she showed off a tattoo to celebrate the future album. This will be her sophomore album, by the way. Pussycat Dolls reunited for X Factor. Did you guys see this?
No.
It was pretty cool. Do you want to do it in the 8:30 dirty, or do you
want
to pull
second.
It now?
We have the audio from that performance? Okay.
Absolutely. So they were on stage together for the first time in nearly a decade, y'all. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, babe. But you keep fronting. Say what you won't do to me.
Sound good.
Yeah. Say what you gonna do to me,
but I see nothing. Nice.
They recently, by the way, announced their Unfinished Business reunion tour, which will begin April of 2020 with a string of shows in the UK.
Gotcha.
But that is your dirty for now.
All right, this one can't beat the rent. 704-570-9595. Call now, take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa on Kiss 95.1.
Brittany from Monroe, welcome to the Meanie, Rory, and Lorette Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
All right.
Did you have a good little break, Brittany, or did you have to work over the Thanksgiving break?
Oh, no. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I guess I'm always working.
Yeah, you are always working. True life. All right, Brittany, let's see how you do.
Let's try it.
Throw her out of the studio so we can try and throw you a prize from Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Brittany, Lorette is walking out of the studio. She is
all right.
Gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Okay. Can you hear us okay, Brittany? We want to make sure you get all these. Okay.
I can, yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one in Can't Beat Lorette. Happy 38th birthday to Britney Spears. I can't believe she's 38. Which NSYNC member did she used to date back in the day?
Justin Timberlake.
Caitlyn Jenner admitted that her and one of the Kardashians aren't speaking. The Kardashian that she's not speaking to has a baby named True. Who is that?
Kim.
And Mariah Carey's iconic Christmas song may be loved here, but it topped the UK's most annoying holiday songs poll. What song is that?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
It's hard to say that without singing it, isn't
it? I know.
Brittany, question four. Tom Hanks stars in this as this iconic TV personality in his movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers.
Our Carolina Panthers had an awful loss yesterday to a team that only won two games. But we came very close in the last minute, led by this quarterback. What quarterback was on the field for the Panthers yesterday? You could phone Roy if you need help.
Roy, yeah, help me out, Roy.
I believe it's Kyle Allen.
How do you know that?
It's what everyone's talking about.
All right, we can't give it to her.
I would have guessed Kyle Allen, but I don't know if they threw Cam in there at the last
minute. Yeah.
Come on in, Lauren.
Already.
We can't give her the last one, but how many did she get right overall, Roy?
Three.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Happy 38th birthday to Britney Spears. Which NSYNC member did Britney used to date back in the day?
Justin Timberlake.
1-1.
And Caitlyn Jenner admits that her and one of the Kardashians are not speaking. The Kardashian that she's not speaking to has a baby named True. Which Kardashian is that?
Khloe.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Britney said Kim. It's 2-1.
All right. Mariah Carey's iconic Christmas song may be loved here in the States, but it topped the UK's most annoying holiday songs list. What song is that?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
And Tom Hanks stars as this iconic TV personality in his movie out this weekend, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
Our Carolina Panthers had an awful loss yesterday, but came very close to a last-minute comeback led by what quarterback?
Kyle Allen.
That is correct. And final score, 5-3, because she did not get that one. You have 20 wins.
All right, Brittany. I'm sorry.
You go, girl.
Thank you. You know what we want to hear before we let you go, though?
Have you ever played?
You know, you guys surprised me. I don't listen to much music. I just happen to be on the radio. So.
Oh, you a first-time MRL listener?
Right. So, you know, hey, I'm on my way to pick up groceries. You guys play something that people enjoy.
How cool
See,
is
now,
this?
And, Brittany, if you would have told me that ahead of time, maybe I'd have let you win.
Yeah.
Brittany, will you come back and listen tomorrow?
I might.
Well, we appreciate the the commitment.
Please do.
Nah, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brittany.
Bye, Brittany.
All right. You know what? Brittany, I'm going to put you on hold. You said you're a stay-at-home mom.
I am.
You know what we have today? We have four tickets for you to go see Tweetsy Railroad's Tweetsy Christmas. Would you want to do that?
You know, I don't celebrate Christmas.
You don't?
I don't.
This is amazing. I mean, we got to go to break, but I can stay on the phone with Brittany forever.
Right? Like, you guys, you got the right one today, because I can.
You are a gem.
Tell
okay.
y'all about it.
Okay.
Well, how about this? We'll send you an MRL hoodie. How about that?
There you go.
Awesome.
So you can be a fan forever.
I don't wear hoodies, but they sound terrific. All right. Hold on a second, Brittany. There you go. All right. Yeah. Go get a hoodie at the store, too.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
It's that time of year where if you were off to college, you come back home. A lot of freshmen, even sophomores, come home from college, Roy.
Yeah.
And they go back to their house that they grew up in. They go back to their bedroom that has so many amazing memories. And when they walk up the steps, mom or dad yells, "Oh, you're in the guest room." What? Yeah, your bedroom is where our exercise equipment is now.
Been there.
What?
Yeah, man.
The guest room doesn't have its own bathroom.
It doesn't all stay for you.
We want to hear from you guys. 704-570-9595. This will be funny. We'll get a couple quick phone calls in before 8 o'clock. What did your parents do with your room the minute you moved out? Roy, you have a good one.
So it's not my room, but one of the rooms in the house is a Christmas room. And then my sister's room turned into a playroom for the grandbabies. But my room always kind of remained kind of like a shrine to Roy.
What I was going to say. They made it a shrine to you.
It was a museum. It had, surprisingly, I know it's shocking, but I was once very athletic. And I had all these trophies and awards up and photos of me. And you would have thought that I've died. And they left everything the same as if I was 12 years old again.
Your parents did it right.
It's just all me. And then to the point that they've even had a fan of our show who's also seen our TV when we were on TV, and they gave this fan a tour of my bedroom. And the most bizarre story, they somehow knew a friend who brought their kid who was a big fan of our show.
That's
and I'm
hilarious.
Like, you're like, you literally have a museum of Roy that you're charging for. Although they broke the news to me over Thanksgiving that the room is changing.
Oh, no. Well, enough of you.
Yep. They
What's
are,
it changing
I
to?
Don't know, but the but goodbye, Roy. They're going to get a new bed, a whole new everything.
They're making it a legit room. Now the shrine's gone.
The shrine's gone.
We really feel like you've reached your pinnacle and there's not much more for you to do. So
they were just keeping it in case you failed here in Charlotte and had
probably.
To come home.
If you have a funny story to share with us, what did your parents do to your bedroom after you moved out? And like when you came back for Thanksgiving or when you came back for a holiday, did you have to stay in that room? 704-570-9595.
All right, let's talk with Marshall in Mount Holly.
Yeah, so I got married in March, and my dad told me, I'm going to back a trailer up to your window and throw everything out of it.
God.
I thought he was kidding because my dad jokes a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know, it is what it is. And I came back this past Thanksgiving, like Wednesday evening, and he turned it into his fishing room. All his fishing equipment's in there. And he told me he was going to do it, but I didn't believe him. So, yeah,
so
that's
your,
my father for you.
Your bedroom is now an outdoor store.
Yeah, basically, there's deer heads on the wall and everything. I mean, he's got mounts in there. I didn't expect that.
That's awesome.
Where did you sleep then?
The couch.
Yep.
Dogs and everything. Kind of nice blow-up guest room, blow-up mattresses and everything.
Yeah. Hmm. Look at Marshall's dad. Turned his room into Bass Pro Shop.
Moving right along.
There you go.
Thanks, bud.
All right, let's talk with Nancy in Harrisburg. Now, what'd you turn your child's room into?
I turned it into a walk-in closet.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, so my husband is safe to say she ain't coming back, so it's a closet. It's the best thing, my best room. I got a man cave, I got a walk-in closet.
Yep, I love that.
You say your daughter's not coming back. She might, by the way. I moved back into my parents' house.
Never say never.
I don't know. Hmm. I hope not.
Got to move all that stuff back out. Thanks, Nancy. We got a DM from someone who said that they turned their room into a game room. Mm. So it's kind of cool because they have all sorts of games in there now.
Yeah, my parents have a bunch of random rooms. You know, they built the house they're living in kind of when me and my sister became older. So we quickly moved out within like 4 years of them living in this big house. So now they got too much space. They got like a music room, a Christmas room, a playroom, a workout room. It's all this different rooms.
704 texted in and said that their parents put their tanning bed in their bedroom.
That is so funny.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. If you missed the announcement, we're going to be back on the radio today at 5 p.m. And we invite you, as you're going into work on your ride home, listen to us because we will have a very, very special guest on the air with us.
Yeah, we're doing a 1 hour special artist broadcast with former One Direction member Louis Tomlinson, who's got a new album coming out. We couldn't be happier to have him hang with us for an hour. We'll do a bunch of things with him. We'll take your phone calls, answer questions, talk about his songwriting process, all that fun stuff. Maybe we'll have him play Can't Beat Loren.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
fun.
Do traffic and weather.
Yeah. Do commercials.
It would be funny for him to do traffic to hear how he pronounces the name of the streets here.
Mm-hmm.
Ballinton,
yeah,
because he's British or something. He doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you go near Sharon Amity and Sharon Road in Queens and Queens and what?
In Concord.
You have five streets named Queens. Yeah. Hey, did you see this story, Loren? I thought of my wife when I saw this. It's from Glamour. Science says this is the reason why women are always cold.
Hmm. Okay.
And I find it to be true. My mom was always so cold.
Really?
My grandmother, always so cold.
Oh, and my mother is the warmest soul.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of women that are just hot-natured in general.
My wife always runs hot. Like, she does. She's always like, it's so hot in here.
Mm-hmm.
But I know tons of people who are women who always run cold. Science says the real reason why women are colder is because women have a higher core body temperature than men.
Huh.
One study found that women's body temperatures are consistently higher than their male counterparts. And while we think that would make women warmer, it turns out when your body is used to being warm, cold air feels even cooler.
Okay. Huh.
Mind blown.
Interesting.
So, okay. So they're saying not to be warm, right?
If you...
like, what are they trying to tell
me? You want
me?
To break it down.
I'm trying to understand what they're telling me.
Yeah, I mean...
Women's body temperatures are consistently higher than their male counterparts, okay? And while we think that would keep women warmer, as it turns out, when your body's used to being warm...
Everything else feels cool.
Cold air feels extra cool.
Okay.
Get this one. Women who are on the pill have an even higher core body temperature. Huh. So y'all are even colder than women who aren't. It goes double.
Those hormones, though.
Can I tell you how dumb I am? When we first started talking about this, I thought you were meaning like nice and like not nice. Like, oh, she's cold, and oh, she's
like
warm.
Cold to you?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my mom's so sweet. What do you mean your mom's cold and mean?
Wait, so then are you saying that your mom's warm body temperature now?
She loves heated blankets, so maybe she is cold all the time.
Yeah.
Are you changing your answer?
Do with the iron, like your iron count.
There's a couple more. This is according to Glamour magazine, science saying why women are always cold. Women have colder extremities than men. Your hands and feet, if they're always freezing, according to one study, women's hands and feet are colder than their men's by a few degrees.
Mine are always cold.
Feel hers.
No, well, right now I just had my hands in my sweater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's because you're cold.
Yes.
Women have slower metabolism rates than men.
I know it.
Your metabolism rate at which you burn food as a result of that process is slower by 23% than men's. So women's bodies are colder than men's because your metabolism is slower, and the reason that you gain weight eating fewer calories than men. Boy, that's not fair.
No, right?
That's how you know God's a man. Mm-hmm. let's see. Last one. Building temperatures are set based on male metabolic rates. If your office is always too cold for your comfort, it's probably because most workplaces' thermostats are set based on a model from back in the 1960s, and that model is based on men's body temperature rate.
Wow. Time to change.
People would set the temperature based on upon a system. Like, there was a I just figured when it's like always 72. I thought that's just the goal.
But what they're saying is back in the 1960s, when these big office buildings and stuff started bringing in thermostats and started making the temperature, whatever a guy decided was the proper temperature.
Yeah. Was what stayed.
What stayed. That's right. So,
whoa. I mean, that's a level of breakdown I never even thought of. I mean, men controlled what's normal temperature. Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me, but I've never even thought about, like, is 72 not comfortable? I don't know anymore.
I don't know. We have thermostat wars in our house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you have? What do you like it at?
Dallas likes it at like 68 in the wintertime. And I'm like, that's too cold.
That is too cold.
I turn it to like at least 70, 71.
980 sent a text message and said, I have a thyroid disorder, so I'm always cold. Mm. But do you find yourself, what do you have it in the summer then, your house?
Like 69 in the summer.
Yeah.
Because you're coming in and out, and I don't feel like it ever stays at that.
Okay.
You know?
So. All right. Well, there you have it. Glamour magazine coming through with some scientific research for us, ladies.
Kiss 95.1.
So Caitlyn Jenner, she is on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which is a British reality show. And during a confessional, she said that she told all of her children about her transition, and that Khloé, for some reason, was really upset through the whole process, and that they haven't spoken in like 5 or 6 years.
Hey, you okay?
I don't think so.
Tom Hanks was just on Ellen, and we all know he plays Mr. Rogers. But Pittsburgh, you know, Mr. Rogers was filmed in Pittsburgh. It's a big deal to people from Pittsburgh. I am from Pittsburgh. And if you wonder where my passion in life comes from and my aggression sometimes, just listen to this.
Is it from Mr. Rogers?
And just as the elevator was closing, he got out before me. Just as the elevator was closing, he said to me, you know, we take Mr. Rogers very seriously here at Pittsburgh. And the door closed. He was like, that was a veiled threat.
Yeah, yeah.
That was literally, don't screw this up.
Yeah.
And you're a dual threat because you got Pittsburgh in you, but you also got a lot of Florida in you.
Yeah, I don't.
So you have crazy aggression.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm Italian, so, you know, there's some heatedness there.
We love you.
Thank you. So Pete Davidson, he makes everyone sign an NDA when you enter his stand-up act. And Roy, you had to sign one when you went to go see him at the Comedy Zone.
Yep.
But this NDA is now going viral after a woman shared a screenshot of it on Facebook. She refused to sign it, and she was given a full refund, but that's it. Now, basically, the contract at length, the, you know, details say that you can't tweet or put anything on Instagram from Davidson's routine, or you'll have to shell out $1 million.
I wonder why Pete is so sensitive about that.
I don't know. I mean, it was an okay performance. It wasn't groundbreaking.
Well, isn't he filming something? Wasn't there like a rumor that he was filming something for like Netflix or...
He says he was testing out jokes.
No, I get that. If you want, if you're doing a Netflix special and Netflix gave you a ton of money.
Yeah.
But say that up front.
Yeah, but like maybe he really is just testing out jokes to see if like stuff falls flat. And if you're a comedian, I would assume that you don't want the flat jokes out there.
My wife would love, and I think all of our spouses and partners would love for us to sign an NDA when we come into work that we don't disclose anything about our lives.
Oh my gosh.
Because we're full disclosure.
Yeah.
To a fault.
Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, they shared a Thanksgiving photo that they're receiving some hate for from people online, which is really sad because their son, Zion, was wearing fake nails and a cropped shirt, and people are just going to town on it. So Dwayne Wade came to his defense and was like, listen, I lead my family, not y'all, and I'm going to continue to do it with pride, love, and a smile.
People, stop being mean.
I know.
You're called trolls. And if you want to go see a thing, that Thanksgiving picture is probably fabulous, but the best Thanksgiving picture right now is up at the MRL show. Go check it out. An amazing photo shoot. Go now, Instagram, okay, if you can.
All right.
What's trending? What's hot?
Two words, snow machine. okay, so of course I'm doing some Cyber Monday hunting, and I found a mini projector for the kids if you want to snag them something cool for the holidays. And this will connect right to your devices, and you can watch your Netflix, your Slingbox, your YouTube, Roku, whatever you want, right on the wall or, you know, right in the kids' room. You can make a TV anywhere.
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Hey, over Thanksgiving break on Friday after Thanksgiving, I did something for the first time in my life. And to be honest with you, I thought I would never do it. I'll share that experience with you coming up. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So the Friday after Thanksgiving, I was up in Johnson City, Tennessee, visiting my in-laws, and my father-in-law says, hey, do you want to go shooting to a shooting range? Now, I've said a thousand times on the show, I've never fired a gun in my life.
Never.
My dad never had guns growing up. We never had guns. It's just not anything that I didn't hang around with friends who had them. So I was never really into it. And, you know, I was like, okay. Amanda was taking the kids with her mom to go do some, you know, Christmas shopping or whatever. So my options were laid out on the table. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to the shooting range with you. And he was like, come on, you know, it'll be fun. So I was like, all right. So we go to the shooting range. And it's exactly as I thought it was going to be. You walk in. It was like, I think it was in Boone. Like, we drove a good 45 minutes to get there.
Hmm.
And so you walk in. There's guns everywhere. All kinds of guns.
Mm-hmm.
And all different prices, and I have no, like, odd prices, too. Like, $222, $226.95, you know.
Yeah.
And so he goes, and he buys the bullets, and we go in, and he shows, I say, I'm not going to load it. You load it and just hand it to me. So I guess it was a 45?
Okay.
Does that sound right?
I mean, that is a hand, yeah.
Yeah, like, you put the thing in the bottom of the handle,
sure.
Put the bullets in the bottom of the handle. And he goes, there's like a little red, you have to line up the red dot. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are you on a handgun?
Have you both shot?
Yes. Yeah. It's funny hearing you explain it for the first time.
Yeah. So
you're like, I think it was a Glock.
So we're shooting at the target in the shooting range. And he's like, hit the 7. And the 7's like on the target's shoulder. So I was like, all right. He's like, all right, 2 hands, and it's going to kick back a little. That was my main fear, was that I was going to get, like, blown over.
By a handgun?
I don't know.
It's not a rifle.
My hand's going to fall off.
Like, it's going to be a cannon. So I shoot, and I guess there's 6 shots. I'm like, bang, 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 and I don't see the 7 hit at all.
Hmm.
But I see, like, the target moving, and so he pulls it closer to me, because if you don't know, like, when you put the target on the conveyor thing, it, like, you push it out as far as you want it to go.
Sure.
So, I mean, I was probably about 10 yards away, mm-hmm. and then he bought the target back in. Dude, I was so far from the seven. At one point, I was off the paper, off the target entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of it, I got the hang of it.
Okay.
You know, and he's like, you got to line this up and line this up. So then eventually we started playing a game where it was like, you know, we played follow the leader. If he hit the eight, I had to hit the eight.
That's fun.
You know, kind of something like that. So he goes, hey, go get more bullets for us. So there's people outside now. When we got in, there wasn't a lot of people. Now there's other people that are coming to the range, and I didn't want to look like a wuss.
You're like, I don't know what I'm looking for, but...
He goes, bring back some bullets for the 45 caliber, you know. You want 9mm, I think, is what it was.
Oh, so it's a 9mm.
That's what it was.
Not a 45.
No. Okay. 9mm. Is that a type of gun?
Well, it's we have to really break that down later.
Okay. I'm sorry. It was so I go, I need some 9mm slugs. I want it to look cool in front of everybody. Yeah. And the guy goes, do what?
I was like, just bullets.
Just I need a box of bullets. I was like, I thought you said slugs. I was like, I did.
But that's
now I'm beat red. Now people that are waiting to get checked out are looking at me. And he hands me the box of 9mm bullets, so we went back. And
that's awesome, man.
I don't think, like, Amanda asked me, like, how was it? And I don't think I would, like, would ever do it again.
Really?
But no, not, it's not, it wasn't really my thing. But the guys next to me were having a blast. They had to be cops.
Just watching you shoot for the first time?
No, they were
just having a blast.
They were having a blast on their own, you know. Talking about how this is how you clear the room and shooting the target's okay,
oh,
but
wow,
imagine
gosh,
pulling the gun out of your, you know. Now, what you have to remember is that you pull it out of the holster, and then you're bang, bang. And one of the guns, I mean, it seriously sounded, I don't know what they were shooting. It was scared the crap out of me.
I love, like, that's your experience. My Thanksgiving was with my dad going, now that you're a homeowner, you better be oiling your gun in case you got to use it, son. Like, telling me I got to be ready to pull the trigger at any moment.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm never going to probably be a gun owner. It's just, if somebody broke into my house, I'd have to say, hey, do me a favor, hold the target. Can you hold the target and like, I'm gonna aim for the seven, so hold the seven over your chest. All right, we got to take a quick break, but it did get me thinking, like, what was it, what's something that you feel like everyone has done but you've never tried it?
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
So I fired a gun for the first time in my life. I'm 44 years old. On Friday, we went to a shooting range with my father-in-law. And believe me, I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a lot of people, you two have done it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Producer Nicole's never fired a gun, right? No.
Really?
No.
Even from the South? Man, we would have... I mean, I would go out shooting with buddies of mine. And then there's this one guy. He did something that was really funny. And he would always really shock the people who never shot before,
mm-hmm.
is that he would shoot at a target, and he'd shoot four times, and he would purposely miss on the fourth one, so that when you got the target, they're like, there's one hole, there's two holes, where's the other hole? There's only three holes. And he's like, it went through the same hole twice. And there's so many people that believe it. They're like, no way.
Clever.
You shot through the same hole twice.
By the way, I'm no good at, like, shooting games either.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, I'm not good at that. Well, a lot of text messages are coming through because we asked, what is it that you never did, but a lot of people have? And you feel like maybe you're missing out. Somebody sent in a text message from 803 that said, I'm 22 and I've never moved furniture.
Oh.
A lot of people would say you're not missing out on anything.
I saw one where somebody had never seen Star Wars before. And I have to be honest, until like... what was it, Manny, when we went, like, mm-hmm. 3 years ago? I don't think I had ever seen Star Wars either.
No, you didn't know who Chewbacca was.
So I had to, like, go back and try to watch them all, but they're so long.
I've attempted to get into Star Wars. I just can't. It's not that interesting.
Here's someone who says that they haven't tried a better bed and breakfast. Most people say it's the best thing ever.
Neither have I.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Let's see. I've never done a one night stand before. People talk about like it's normal life experience, but I've never done a one night stand. 704 says,
good for you. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm like, I've never done a one night stand either.
A couple people, including someone from 631, says that they've never gone hunting. Yep. I'm a Yankee. I own lots of guns now, but I never went hunting a day in my life.
I have never been hunting, but I've been shooting since I was 12.
Where would you shoot?
My dad would take us to the range all the time.
Oh, really?
My dad was a big hunter.
Okay.
So, like, when my dad passed away, I inherited all of his guns.
Hmm.
I've got like an arsenal at my house.
That's terrifying. You should not have guns. But listen, if you want to go hunting, just walk in the woods and sit there for 12 hours where nothing happens. That's hunting.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's all that's ever
boring.
Happened with me.
You wake up early.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's Loren hunting. Got him. Hey, if you didn't hear the news, we're doing something really cool and exclusive we've never done before. We'll tell you about it coming up just after 9.
Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we've never done this before, and we're really excited to do it. It's a artist exclusive. We're going to be here for an hour today, starting at 5 p.m. on your ride home with an artist.
The artist goes by the name of Louis Tomlinson.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Formerly of One Direction. All the guys are doing so well in One Direction as solo artists. Louis's got a new album coming out. We'll talk about that. We'll let him pick some of the music that we play today. We'll discuss some, you know, some show topics with him. Maybe we'll have him do like an unqualified advice or something.
Oh, yeah, I think it'd be great.
Yeah. So we're going to be hanging on your ride home today, 5 o'clock with Louis Tomlinson right here on Kiss 95.1. So make sure you're listening then. And thanks to AJ for letting us take over a show at 5 today. Hey, coming up, we need to get into this. Half of Americans think it's fine to do this in someone's bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Snoop, for sure.
Snoop?
Yeah, like looking at, because that's what I do. If I'm in your bathroom, I'm opening up your drawers. I'm looking
really?
At
really?
Yeah, I'm snooping away.
Yeah, it's not Snoop.
Really?
Nope. But we'll tell you what it is coming up after Zed and Maren Morris right here on Kiss.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we found a list, and half of Americans think that it's fine to borrow stuff from somebody else's bathroom.
Oh, see, I was going to say Snoop, but borrow, okay.
So Snoop is on the list, but it's not like the number one thing. But 1 in 2 people have lied about using someone else's toiletries, and nothing is off limits. People are using moisturizers, shampoos, face cleansers.
Shampoos? What do you do? So you're going to go in and use the restroom and take a quick shower?
Don't know. Maybe they're slipping it in their bag. 21% of people say that it's okay to borrow a toothbrush.
No, is right.
And 19% of people say it's okay to use a razor. Like, I can't even imagine the scenario where I'm in your bathroom, Manny, and I'm like, forgot to shave my underarms today. There's a razor here. I'll just dry shave. No one will know. Like, what?
Nobody's going to call and admit to using something in someone's bathroom, right?
I've used Dallas's toothbrush before.
Yeah, that's your husband, though.
I know, that's different. I wouldn't use a complete, like, not that these people are strangers to you, but, like, I wouldn't even go in my mom's bathroom and use her toothbrush.
Where's our servicemen and women at? You know, people who are in homes occasionally, you know, your internet providers, your cable providers. Did you ever use something out of the restroom, 704-570-9595? By the way, the other side of this, did you catch someone using something of yours in the bathroom? Please call us. Drop us a DM at the MRL show or text 704-570-9595.
Now, in this article, we talked about people dropping like shampoos in their bag. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie. There was a moment yesterday at the game. Did you guys notice we were hanging out in Cam Newton's suite?
Mm-hmm.
He has Jack Black...
Yes.
Like hand wash and moisturizer in the bathroom inside the suite. And there was a moment I was like, I wonder if anyone would know if I just slipped this into my bag.
It was the big bottles,
yeah.
Too. No, you can't take that.
Oh, was that really nice soaps?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know.
I used the moisturizer twice. Oh. I didn't even have to go to the bathroom the second time. I just went in there and moisturized with that Jack Black stuff. 704-570-9595. Did you use something in someone else's bathroom? What were the circumstances? Or maybe you caught someone. Like, I could see a situation where, like, let's say I had a cut on my finger and I'm at Roy's house. We're watching the game or something, and I go to the restroom and that cut's like irritating me. Do I need to ask Roy if I have to borrow his Neosporin?
No.
Okay. Because I did that.
What? Oh. Yeah, but did is you? The Neosporin
no.
oh. out on the vanity or
no.
did you go hunting for it? Because then I feel like that's a little invasive.
Top right drawer. Always. Everyone's. Neosporin
no.
is in the top
Mm-mm.
right drawer. Where's yours?
I have a whole medicine box that's in, like, a pantry outside of everyone's bathrooms.
We're coming to your house in a couple weeks. We should know. in case we need to.
The first aid kit is in the pantry when you first walk up the stairs.
You can't use someone's toothbrush, though. That's disgusting.
That's gross. Or razor. Please don't use somebody else's razor.
What else would you use in the bathroom?
I can't think of what. I mean, besides using someone's moisturizers and creams.
Hey, I have a question. Women's toilet, like toiletry. We'll call it that. Like time of the month thing.
Yep.
Do you have to ask?
No.
Okay.
But that's like, I mean,
you have to look
woman
for
to
it.
Woman, that's like, it's cool.
Yeah, it's women code.
Yeah.
But and you would pretty, if you went to my house, like let's say you went to my house, you would probably have to ask Amanda because you wouldn't be familiar with our
where
closet
things are,
setup.
Right.
Yeah. But like, some, like maybe one of your friends' houses, you wouldn't have to ask.
Yeah.
You could just go. Okay. All right. Yeah. Text us. Let us know. What is it that you've used out of someone's bathroom?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call and we'll talk to you after Post Malone on Kiss.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It is such a special day. If you have not heard the news, you better be listening to Kiss 95.1 at 5 p.m. because a major star is going to be on the radio with us at 5 o'clock today.
Yeah, Louis Tomlinson's going to drop by.
Yeah, baby! Woo! That's so exciting.
Yeah, we're going to do like a 1 hour little artist broadcast with Louis. We've been thinking about things to have Louis do. Like, we obviously will let him pick some of the songs that we play in that 5 o'clock hour, which, yeah, by the way, I found out is commercial free.
Yeah.
Which is even scarier because what if I run out of things to talk about? I'm now nervous about the whole thing because we also just got told that we got to submit everything in detail of what we're going to say and ask.
Yeah, let's go to his management.
Sometimes, what if I just come up with something? And then I screw everything up.
You can't do it. You better pass the note to his manager.
No.
He'll have a clipboard, and he'll have all the things we're supposed to talk about, and he'll go, all right, mate. Nope, sorry, can't talk about that. I think we should, like, have, like, pitch ridiculous things.
You have to make the...
Like, yeah. What?
Like, well, one of the new cool things here in Charlotte is the scooters that take you from place to place. We propose that Louis takes a scooter to Popeyes and brings us back a bunch of those hot chicken sandwiches.
He has to wait in line.
But he's got to wait in line, and we want him to scooter there. And then when he orders, he got in his deep British accent.
Oh, I just got a text message from his manager. The interview's off.
Hi, welcome to Popeyes. Can I take your order? Hello, good day, mate. Can I get it? Here we go.
God.
You're not...
It's funny.
I like how it does the whole you can't understand.
Like, you know, things that we've pitched to our bosses that they've turned down? Like, one of them, we wanted to hang Roy from a tow truck as a human pinata.
Yeah, and we even got the fire department to come up for that.
Yeah, they had a harness that they could have used. They were going to come. The fire department was going to come.
Yeah, but even the fire department knew it wasn't a good idea because after we canceled it, remember, they were like, oh, that makes us feel so much better.
They're like, we were nervous.
It's funny. Like, the fire department will come if they think that you will get hurt. If you tell them what you're going to do, they're like, oh, no, we should be there for that.
We wanted to pour a bunch of sugar down my pants and let ants go.
Yeah, you never know.
For
That'd be fun.
The ants in the pants segment.
And then you can do a dance.
We could do that with Louie.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he'll just sign right up for that one.
Dear management, here's our idea. How does Louis feel about ants in his pants? Anyway, 5 o'clock today. It is going to be fun, and it's kind of cool. Like, I love doing things. I've never done this before in all my years of radio, almost 20 years of doing morning radio. I've never been able to come back to the station in the afternoon to do a broadcast.
It's pretty cool.
Like, we've been back to do artist things, you know, off the air, but this is pretty cool. It's going to be on the air. So make sure you're listening at 5 today. We'll have a full list of things to pitch to Louis live, so we can't say no. Should be great. 5 p.m. right here on Kiss 95.1. Manny, Roy, and Loren, and Louis Tomlinson.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.